Today is July 31st, 2020, and it is the memorial of St. Ignatius of Loyola. St. Ignatius is in the top five of my favorite saints. And because you're going to ask, my top five favorite saints are, in no particular order, St. Michael, St. Stephen, St. Norbert, St. Augustine, and St. Ignatius of Loyola. Ignatius is, I would like to think, fairly well known, because he's the founder of the Jesuits, which are a, again, I would like to think, fairly famous religious order in the world, or perhaps infamous, depending on your point of view. The Jesuits sometimes get a bad rap. Well, sometimes they deserve it. They get a bad rap for being oftentimes a little bit on the left of things, and sometimes they are. Jesuit liturgies are sometimes not the most by-the-book sort of thing. The Jesuits often find themselves very caught up in matters of social justice, which somehow has been construed to be a very left kind of thing. But when you think about it, you can't really separate Catholic social teaching from Catholic moral teaching, from Catholic just dogmatic teaching. Like, the thing about the church is that you can't pigeonhole stuff like that, man. Labels, the Catholic Church defies categorization and labeling, if it's being lived out authentically. But that is a whole other kind of post. I just want to talk about Ignatius. So he founds this religious order that he calls the Society of Jesus, which we know as the Jesuits. And if you're wondering, well, how do we get Jesuit out of Society of Jesus? It does come partially from the word Jesus, but it comes from a Latin phrase, Jesuita. Jesuita. Two words that taken together mean, yes, Jesus. That's it. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus, I will do what it is you will. Yes, Jesus, I will go where it is that you ask. Yes, Jesus, I will love my neighbor as myself. And yes, Jesus, I will love you and your Father with all my soul, with all my heart, with all my strength. Yes, Jesus, I will keep your commands. It's a beautiful and powerful and kind of frightening yes, to make a yes that's that complete and to make it to Jesus, you know, the one who created you and has a purpose for you. But that's the kind of yes that Ignatius made. And it changed his life, you know. I'm not going to recount his entire life story, but Ignatius was born into a minor noble family, and he had really no aspirations in life except to kind of live a life of worldly pleasure. You know, he wanted to win great prestige and fame on the battlefield so that he could, you know, he just wanted to be kind of famous and wealthy, and he was a little bit of a ladies' man. And in a battle, in a war that's like not even, it wasn't even really a war, it's like a footnote in history books, but in this battle, he gets his leg nearly blown off by a cannonball. And, you know, he survives, but his convalescence takes some time. And while he's trying to recover, he's looking for things to read, and the only things they had available for him were the Bible and a book of the lives of the saints. And it changed his life. And he realized that he was going after the wrong things and doing the wrong things and hanging out with the wrong people. And he decided to say yes to Jesus. And everything was different after that. And so he goes off and he pursues, you know, studies to the priesthood. And he has this great vision of this group that he wants to found that is going to go out and help other people be able to say yes to Jesus. And so among the other things that the Jesuits do is, like, they're very well known for education. They have 27 universities throughout the country. I don't even know how many high schools, and just universities and schools throughout the world, to help young men and women discover who they are so that they can fully say yes to Jesus. And the reason why the Jesuits get so caught up in, I think, so many of the social justice things of the world is to give other men and women, especially those that are disenfranchised and downtrodden, to help them restore their dignity so they can also say yes to Jesus. At the end of the day, that's what matters, is everyone saying yes to him. Whatever he's calling you to do, whatever walk of life he wants to lead you down, you know, it doesn't matter. What matters is your yes. And too often there are people that are not able to say that because of circumstances, you know, socioeconomic circumstances, or maybe circumstances within their own heart that they don't know themselves as well, or that they're not at rest, or they just haven't discerned properly. And that's what the Jesuits are trying to do. And it all started with Ignatius of Loyola saying yes. Today, the Lord is asking us to say yes to Him in small ways and maybe in radical ways. Let us pray to St. Ignatius that he intercedes for us, that we have the grace we need to be able to say yes to the Lord when He calls, so that whatever we do is for the greater glory of God and the building up of His kingdom here on earth. God bless.